WTAW News time is 8:04. It's 51 degrees at the studios right now. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Tuesday's Bryan City Council meeting includes economic development proposals to help home builders and a developer.
City staff want to waive fees for those interested in building mid-sized single-family homes. The size is between 2,200 and 3,000 square feet. It's estimated the city would lose about $5,000 in fees for each home. It's estimated payback from increased property taxes would take 2.5 years. The incentive does not call on forwarding the fee waiver to the home buyer. And the developer of the Park Hudson subdivision wants the city to spend $250,000 of infrastructure costs towards a proposed $8 million residential complex in that area. The developer calls it an investment of 10% of the $2.5 million the city collected 2 years ago when a tax increment refinancing zone was dissolved. The developer also pointed out the city collected $1 million in property taxes last year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Two Bryan City Councilmen want the governing body to add three proposed changes to the city charter on this November's ballot. The request by Rafael Pena and Al Sines would replace a petition drive that started about a month ago. The council will consider the request during Tuesday night's meeting. Gathering the most attention is the idea of banning relatives of council members from serving on city boards. That has drawn public opposition from Mayor Jason Byinski and Councilman Chuck Conderla. If a council majority votes against the request from Pena and Sines, organizers of the petition drive have until July 1st to submit 2,000 signatures, of which 1,400 have to be certified for the November election. Brazos County commissioners have turned down a salvage yard permit request from the owners of an unlicensed car crushing business just outside the west city limits of Bryan. County Judge Dwayne Peters says the county attorney's office will be in contact with the operators to remove the debris off Chick Lane between Villa Maria and Leonard Road.
I don't believe there's been a timeline, but certainly I would expect it to be done in the fairly near future. I wouldn't want that staying out there and, you know, possibly even further contaminating downstream from where they're at.
The unlicensed salvage yard is across the road from where 600 homes will be built and upstream from ponds that would be threatened by runoff from the operation. The Better Business Bureau has issued a buyer beware alert. The BBB's Bill McGuire says the so-called wholesale overstock sale will continue for another month.
I don't know if it's a bait and switch, and I don't know that they're doing anything illegal, but it's not very nice. That's for sure.
Next to the College Station Goodwill store, you see black fabric covering windows and a black curtain just inside the front door. There's a $6 admission fee to look at the merchandise, which shoppers told McGuire was not what was being advertised. The city of College Station has two traffic advisories this morning from the police department. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says several hundred bicyclists that were escorted into town Sunday afternoon are leaving with an escort this morning.
There's a group called Ride to Recovery, which is a nonprofit group that helps veterans to rehabilitate both physically and mentally by having non-competitive bicycling events.
The group started just a few minutes ago at 8 at the intersection of University and Texas and are heading west on Highway 60. And this morning at the busy intersection on George Bush Drive near the Penworthy Sports Complex, one lane in each direction will close as construction continues on the new intersection of Jones Butler Road. WTAW News time is 8:08. It's 51 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. Want to know the best gift you can give that special lady in your life? It's a professional house cleaning from Merry Maids, America's number one residential cleaning service and voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. Merry Maids provides gift certificates to help your special lady celebrate her birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or to help her get the house ready for weekend guests. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. Your entire house will be spotless and your lady will love it. Call Merry Maids at 595-1111 and give her one less thing to worry about.
Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming spring-summer issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brazos Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. To advertise your business in Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam at bryanbroadcasting.com.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who stepped out for just a little bit. It's 8:09 now, 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now to check our forecast.
an upbeat forecast. This is the Dow Jones Money
That's
Report.
Not it.
I'm Jeff Bellinger.
Hang on just a second. All right, let's try that one more time. Let's check our forecast.
Mostly cloudy for today. Temperatures will end up between 65 and 70 this afternoon. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy tonight, though clouds will start to diminish late, 45 to 50. Sunshine tomorrow. Temperatures will reach 65 to 70 tomorrow afternoon. It'll be clear through much of tomorrow night, lows 40 to 45. Turning cloudy, though, for Wednesday with the chance of showers and maybe a thunderstorm. Highs Wednesday, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Forecast brought to us by Skyline Communications. Now it is 8:10. Again, Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who's called out for just a little bit. BBB Bill is here. Bill McGuire with the Brian Broadcasting with the BBB. Before we jump into some of the hiccups that we've had over the last couple of days, I know you're a music guy. Patrick, you a music guy?
Oh, yeah, mostly.
Okay. I found this, and I think it's kind of interesting. Lyrics of pop songs that seem all that important at the time are interesting,
yeah.
But it is mostly based out of cultural trends. Researchers in North Carolina, at North Carolina State University, released a study of looking at almost the most common lyrical themes in songs that topped the Billboard Hot 100 chart over the years. They found most consistently breakups were the biggest one. That's no big surprise. What is interesting is the themes that come across and the popularity over the decades. For example, in the 60s, there were more songs about nostalgia, pain, and rebellion than anything else. In the 70s, it was nostalgia, rebellion, and being jaded. In the 80s, lyrics were loss, aspiration, and confusion. The 90s were about loss, inspiration, and escapism. And in the 2000s so far, the hits skewed towards inspiration, pain, and desperation. I thought that was kind of interesting. The thing that surprises me, the thing I think I'd most like to see, is what that equates to what the economy's doing.
That would be interesting. Tie those trends together.
To see where that goes.
Yeah.
All right, let's change gears from the I keep wanting to say Brian Broadcasting. I don't know why.
BB.
From the Better Business Bureau.
I'm not hearing that often.
Here on Brian Broadcasting, it is Bill McGuire. And you've been in our news for the last couple of days talking about a business that has come and temporarily set up shop here in the Brazos Valley.
That's correct, Kevin. I understand you had quite a bit of play. Bill Oliver told me the other day on your message board.
Yes.
I hope there haven't been too many people. I'm kind of expecting, after these folks leave town, Kevin, I'm kind of expecting some complaints to come rolling our way. The reason I say that is the question that wasn't asked by either of the two television reporters was when this guy said, hey, even Walmart gets some of their products back that don't work. Well, this guy is selling, if you know about the story, they're selling refurbished stuff. And refurbished, you know, it's different buying a Dell computer.
It's not new, it's new to you.
Yeah. if you buy a Dell refurbished computer from Dell, I'm pretty much going to trust that because I can go back to Dell. But if you buy a refurbished Dell from these guys and they're gone in 4 weeks, how are you going to find them? That's the big question. You have no recourse, and you don't know where they are. That's my biggest problem with this thing. So just remember, folks, if you bought something there and things don't go right, BBB is still here in town. Give us a call.
And you can track them down with that. Now, you've got another thing that's causing kind of a hiccup on your end.
Well, what I brought today is something that the Federal Trade Commission consumer information people put out the other day. It's called Before Giving to a Charity, and it's all about checking charities out and not just doling out your donation dollars to just anybody who happens to either call you, send you an email, or just sees you on the street. One of the things that kind of tugs really, really hard at me, Kevin, is how certain sound-alike or act-alike charitable wannabes set up outside your stores. And a lot of times this is in your larger cities. We've got an incident going on here in Texas. A veterans organization that was banned in South Carolina and has been fined in Tennessee has now been had a suit brought against them by the Texas Attorney General's office. And this was announced Friday. Some of our listeners may have seen this piece in the Saturday Eagle. That's where I found it. But it's a veterans organization called Veterans Support Organization, VSO. And they've been named a defendant. So these folks are out of Florida. Well,
what is it they're doing?
Well, what they're doing is really kind of bad thing. They're using actual indigent veterans, folks that were overseas fighting in Afghanistan, Iraq, and these folks are out of the military now, and they're homeless, down on their luck, and these guys are using them set up in stores in Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, you name it, the big cities, Austin, outside major stores, and they're basically using structured panhandling to get money.
You're kidding me.
No, it's terrible. I mean, can you imagine that? At any rate, what's going on is they've raised over $2.5 million in just a couple of years, and the only money that's come back to veterans, per se, is in grants, totaling $57,000.
So it's a portion of the proceeds.
It's
one of those.
It's a very small portion. Reminds me of several other organizations that do that same thing. So they're using the money elsewhere. So that kind of leads me into the next piece, which is how to spot a charity that may not be a real charity. So I have a couple of items here. This is a long list. We won't go into all of it, Kevin, but basically signs of a charity scam. These folks can use the phone, like I said, face-to-face contact, email, the interwebby, as some people call it, and even your mobile devices to solicit and obtain donations. Naturally, the scammers can do this too. So, some of the red flags, if they use a name that closely resembles that of a better-known reputable organization, you got to watch out for that, these sound-alikes.
Sure.
They don't want to provide proof to you that a contribution is tax-deductible. That's a red flag. They call you up. This has happened to my mother-in-law about 1,000 times. They call you up and thank you for a donation you haven't made. And then they want to hit you up for more.
Yeah, could you help us some more?
Yeah, could you help us some more? And that's the thing is our senior citizens get hit with this quite a bit. I get to hear about a lot of those. Just what you want to do is just really check out these folks. If they're for real, they're going to need the money tomorrow. So give yourself time to research them. Get their name, their address, their phone number, and then get with the BBB. We'll be glad to check them out for you. That way, if they're for real and you really want to give them donation money, they'll take it the next day.
Is there a way online that people can just go check for themselves? Do you
sure.
guys have like a clearinghouse
sure.
of these are our approved
Absolutely.
Charities?
Absolutely. Well, you can call us at 260-2222, or you can go to the internet on your own home computer. Just go to our website at bbb.org. You can also look for the Wise Giving Alliance. That's one of the BBB arms, and they're the ones that watch charities. There's also the Charity Navigator, Charity Watch, and GuideStar. All these folks have plenty of information about who's a good charity and who's not.
Bill McGuire from the Better Business Bureau. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you coming
Thanks,
in very
Kevin.
Much. This is a community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. It's 8:17. We'll take a quick look at your forecast. Sunny skies today. Most of these clouds will burn off. We'll top out at 67. Partly cloudy tonight, down to 44. Sunny and 68 tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, we pick up a 60% chance of rain, and we'll see 62 for the high.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Have you heard? There's a clean, modern venue with ample meeting space in town. And it's yours, the Brazos County Expo. From business meetings and banquets to large-scale conferences and trade shows, the Brazos County Expo is the perfect space for your event. Drawing attendees is easy. 80% of the Texas population lives within 180 miles of our community. The Brazos County Expo. It's local. It's yours. Book it. Call 823-3976 or visit BrazosCountyExpo.com for more information.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Have you seen my guys lately? Is your car missing the TLC from ALC? Stop on by any one of our four locations of American Lube Centers so we can make your vehicle safe for your in-town and out-of-town travels. Fast, friendly service before you need us. And remember, American Lube Center Tower Point has full-service hand car wash and detail center. Thank Thanks for voting us best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. American Lube Centers, taking care of your vehicles so you don't have to.
Wall Street appears headed for a positive start. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The futures suggest stocks will move higher to start the new trading week. The Chicago Federal Reserve's National Activity Index shows improvement for February. Researchers say many of us are concerned about internet privacy and we're doing something about it. Half of the people surveyed by Pew Research say they're concerned with the amount of personal data online. More than 80% are taking steps to mask their digital activities. And Ford says it is once again the top provider of police vehicles. A lot of departments had to make changes after Ford discontinued the Crown Victoria. The automaker says its Explorer SUV has become the vehicle of choice for a lot of agencies. Sales of the Interceptor model of the SUV increased 140% last year. Sales of Ford Taurus sedans outfitted for police work are also up. R.L. Polk says more than half of all police vehicles sold across the country are from Ford. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic...
Remember the old adage that stage imitation is the best form of flattery? Well, nothing rings truer than in the roofing industry. Schulte Roofing, the leader in all types of roof installations, has trained many of his competitors. So when you need a solid, bulletproof roofing contractor, go with Schulte Roofing. His competitors did. Call Schulte Roofing at 1-800-4-ROOF or visit them on the web at SchulteRoofing.com.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Molly Maid is the most trusted name in America for residential home cleaning. With their satisfaction guarantee, you can trust Molly Maid to clean your home professionally. One call to the cleaning pros takes care of all your house cleaning needs, so you can enjoy everything spring has to offer. And Molly Maid gift certificates will make the special someone in your life very grateful. Call Molly Maid today at 693-7700. That's 693-7700 or on the web at mollymaid.com. Molly Maid, a clean you can trust.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll check you with a forecast brought to us by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Call them 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Clouds today. Temperatures climbing to about 65 to 70 through the afternoon. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy during the evening, clearing overnight. Lows will be 45 to 50. Tomorrow will have sunshine. Temperatures will return to 65 to 70 tomorrow afternoon. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows will be 40 to 45. Wednesday, it turns cloudy. There's the chance of afternoon showers. Highs on Wednesday, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It is 50 degrees now. We're looking at 77% humidity. Winds out of the northeast at 8 miles per hour. And the barometer is pretty stable at 30, which means we're not going to see a whole lot of action moving in any direction until Wednesday, where we're supposed to pick up a little chance, around about a 60% chance of showers and 62. Wind chill, we do have one. This is 47 degrees. Let's check the Aggies out. Okay. Or not. We'll take a break. And we'll be back in just a second. Try and get your Aggie report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound, under the care of a physician, and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves a nine-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information. information. If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves the nine-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:24 now, 24 minutes after 8 o'clock. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for the hour vacationing. Yeah, he's got some business he had to take care of. Anyway, sitting in for Scott DeLucia. Top four things that women wish their husbands would do. Top four things the women wish their husbands would do.
There's only four? Oh,
yeah, these are the top four.
Top ones.
Yeah, because we don't do ten. According to a new survey, the number one thing women wish their hubbies would do is vacuum.
Okay.
Followed by, do you want to guess?
Iron.
Not even on the list.
No, really. All right.
Empty the dishwasher.
No, I do that anyway.
I do too. Number three, ask for directions.
She usually knows where we're headed anyway, so I just have to ask her.
That's why God made GPSs.
Yeah.
And the number four, and this was one that has always eluded me. I don't get it. Put the toilet seat down.
All right. I think I came up with a solution, and that is everyone, regardless of what their configuration is, moves the seat one time. If you need to move it when you walk in, then you do it before you go, and that's it. And if you haven't done it by the time you're done, you move it the opposite direction when you leave. That way everyone's moved it at least once. And only once.
So do you need like the magnets they put on the dishwasher? Clean and dirty?
No.
Up or down?
You just know
to put it the other direction when you're done?
Well, no, it's a good faith thing. You know, always move it the opposite direction when you go in.
That's not a bad plan.
Yeah. But you gotta have the other person abiding by that rule too, because otherwise you're doubling your duties. That wasn't intentional.
You just said duty.
Yeah, I did.
All right. Hey, brilliant teacher alert. This guy, I love this. This is brilliant. Teachers can't punish kids today like they used to, right?
No.
You get in a whole lot of trouble for that. Well, there's a math teacher in France who's using a very modern strategy to get his students to behave. The teacher has read all of the Game of Thrones books. Okay, and whenever the class won't sit down and be quiet, he writes a spoiler up on the blackboard. Since the TV show hasn't caught up with the books yet, and the kids obviously are watching and not reading, they don't like it when he spoils it for them. After he announced the policy, the kids called his bluff by not doing what he had asked, which was shut up, and he revealed a spoiler. After that, he says the kids are religious about being quiet in his classroom.
That's pretty effective. I like that.
I think it's absolutely brilliant.
Until the first kid sues for mental anguish.
No. Well, it's in France. They may or may not be able to do that there. I don't know. What do you think the highest percentage of psychos is in work?
What job field?
Yeah.
I didn't look at this when it was being shared, so I'm going to guess something with the media.
A new study found that the highest percentage of psychopaths are CEOs.
Oh, geez.
The official definition of psychopathy is a personality disorder where a person has a shallow emotion, no empathy, no fear, and no guilt. A psychopath is also egocentric, manipulative, impulsive, irresponsible, and antisocial. The top 10 jobs with the most psychopaths, CEOs, lawyers, media personalities, salesperson, surgeon, journalist, police officer, clergyman, chef, and civil servant.
Sort of makes you wonder which ones of those industries or career paths cause you to become psychotic or psychopathic, and then which ones you get into because you're already psychopathic.
I would guess probably a healthy dose of both. Here are the ones with the fewest nutters, as it were. Care aide, nurse, therapist, craftsperson, stylist, charity worker, teacher, creative artist, as opposed to those artists that aren't, doctor, and accountant.
Those are pretty much the professions I'd want to not have psychopaths in.
Now, this came from Time Magazine. Obviously, non-psychopaths are drawn to jobs that deal with feelings and helping people that don't offer a ton of power. Psychopaths gravitate towards powerful jobs and can require making cold decisions without emotions. Dun, dun, dun. We'll check your forecast here in just a second. It is 8:30 on the dot. And Patrick, it is your turn, my friend.
WTAW News Time is approaching 8:30. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. The operators of an unlicensed car crushing business near the West Bryan city limits are being told to clean up and get out. That's after Brazos County commissioners rejected a salvage yard permit on Chick Lane between Leonard Road and Villa Maria.
I think the county attorney's office will contact them. They probably have been notified now that their permit was denied and they're going to have to cease and then clean the property up. And then we will expect them to do that or we'll have to go after them in the court system.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says the denial was due to the salvage yard being across Chick Lane from a park associated with building 600 new homes and runoff from the operation threatening nearby ponds. Asking Bryan voters to ban the city council from appointing relatives to volunteer boards and commissions has the support of two council members. Al Sines and Rafael Pena have asked the council to place that and two other proposed changes to the city charter on the November election ballot. The request will be considered at Tuesday's council meeting. Mayor Jason Byanski and Councilman Chuck Konderla have expressed their opposition. Council approval would make unnecessary a petition drive that began last month. Otherwise, organizers have until July 1st to collect enough signatures to certify 1,400. Supporters also want voters to ban council members from considering items presented by campaign donors of more than $250 and banning council members from mentioning their position when campaigning for other political candidates. The Bryan City Council takes up Tuesday a year-old request to contribute towards a proposed residential complex and creating incentives for some home builders.
Councilman Rafael Pena and Greg Owens are carrying a request from the developer of the Park Hudson subdivision, who wants the city to pay $250,000 of infrastructure expenses towards an $8 million project. The developer cites the city picked up $1 million in property tax revenue last year. It was the first year after the end of a tax break agreement in Park Hudson, where the city kept $2.5 million when the tax increment refinancing zone was dissolved. The other proposal before the council comes from city staff to waive fees for builders of single-family homes between 2,200 and 3,000 square feet. It does not forward the fee waiver to home buyers. Home builders are charged an average of $5,000 per home, covering the building permit and tapping into city water and sewer lines. The payback of property taxes from these homes is estimated to take 2.5 years. The city would also reimburse the $700 entry fee to the parade of homes. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Motorists have two traffic advisories this morning in College Station. Several hundred wounded veterans are participating in a bicycle ride from Houston to Arlington. Organizers of the Ride to Recovery Texas Challenge received a police escort Sunday afternoon on Welburn Road, and Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the group is also being escorted this morning as they head west from the intersection of Texas and University.
At 8 o'clock, they're going to be in Mass and move over to the George Bush Presidential Library and then leave town from there. So if you have an opportunity to come out and support by showing your appreciation to this group, that'd be a good thing to do.
Participants in the non-competitive ride, which is underway as of 30 minutes ago, include vets from the Center for the Intrepid, Fort Bliss, and Fort Hood. While the bicyclists are tying up University, motorists are also advised that George Bush Drive in front of the Penberthy Sports Complex will be down to one lane in each direction due to ongoing construction at the new intersection with Jones Butler Road. That work is expected to continue through late May. An out-of-town overstock sale in a College Station shopping center is using what the local Better Business Bureau office considers to be deceptive advertising. The BBB's Bill McGuire, who was just in a few minutes ago, said he received two complaints and heard from others about what amounts to paying admission on false pretenses.
Number one, you see those black curtains covering the windows of the storefront, which should be a red flag. Number two, they're asked to pay $6 per adult just to come into the place. And number three, they find out that it's not what it was advertised to be. It's a tad misleading, to say the least.
The sale, which is scheduled to continue for another month, is next to the Goodwill store near Texas and Harvey Mitchell Parkway in College Station. The Houston Ship Channel is closed indefinitely as a huge oil spill spreads, TSN's Jim Reed reports.
Saturday's collision between a ship and an oil barge containing nearly a million gallons of raw crude is getting worse. The Coast Guard's trying to contain the spill with more than 90,000 feet of an oil containment boom. But Petty Officer First Class Andy Kendrick says their effort may have come too late.
It's more of a matter of cleaning it up than it is containing it specifically. I mean, it's in the water, and there's a great deal of it. So really, it's about locating it, containing it as much as possible, and cleaning it up.
Kendrick says the estimate today is 170,000 gallons of that thick, highly sulfuric crude oil is moving out into the Gulf. At least one cruise ship, the Carnival Magic, has anchored offshore due to heavy fog. It will be some time before the full impact of that channel shutdown is known. Jim Reed, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 8:35. It's 51 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Prince Irrigation. We'll have more news at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Why torture yourself dragging hoses again next summer when you could get a professionally installed, water-efficient, automatic irrigation system for your lawn and landscape? Hi, I'm David Prince with Prince Irrigation. We've been serving the Brazos Valley for over 40 years with the highest quality irrigation systems in the state of Texas. We'd love to add you to our list of over 10,000 satisfied customers. Call Prince Irrigation now during the off-season and save up to 10% on your new irrigation system. Call 774-4726 or visit us anytime at PrinceIrrigation.com.
It's time to put John Deere to the ultimate test, yours. Stop by any Sioux Falls Prater location on Saturday, March 29th between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. for our Drive Green event and Tractor College. We'll have John Deere equipment for you to test drive so you can see for yourself what sets John Deere apart from the rest. Plus, our tractor and implement experts will be providing free hands-on learning and answering all your John Deere equipment questions. Visit us online at cptractor.com to see our full line of equipment and find a location near you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Busy weekend, and you may have missed some of your favorite shows over that weekend, but if you've got Suddenlink, you've got the DVR, and that's all you need to get caught up with everything you want to watch. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and Suddenlink is the way to go. These guys have everything under the sun that you need for your viewing pleasure at home, and they can do it on the cheap, especially if you have a satellite. Don't get locked into a satellite contract. You can get up to $250 back when you switch and save with Suddenlink. They've got so much stuff like live local customer service right there on 29th Street. They can help you out, and they'll hook you up with 10,000 plus titles. A lot of them are for free on Suddenlink Channel 1 video on demand. So what you need to do is pick up the phone and call 1-800-915-1866 so you can get the SL200 HD TV, 15.0 high-speed internet, and home phone for just $30 a month per service when you bundle. Or lock into Suddenlink.com, save yourself the dough, upgrade your service, and enjoy television instead of screaming at it. Again, 1-800-915-1866. Go with Suddenlink and save.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia. It is 8:37 and time to check our weather forecast. This morning brought to us by Brazos Bounty. When someone moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird at BrazosBounty.com.
Mostly cloudy for today. Temperatures will end up between 65 and 70 this afternoon. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy tonight, though clouds will start to diminish late, 45 to 50. Sunshine tomorrow. Temperatures will reach 65 to 70 tomorrow afternoon. It'll be clear through much of tomorrow night, lows 40 to 45. Turning cloudy, though, for Wednesday with the chance of showers and maybe a thunderstorm. Highs Wednesday, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It is currently 50, and due to some technical difficulties, we'll now join the Aggie report that we can play a little earlier.
The Aggie Report is next.
Do game day right. With LG, it's all possible. LG offers everything you need to do game day right. TVs that offer lifelike picture quality, brilliant colors, and exceptional clarity. And appliances turn chore time into your time. Rely on the LG appliance team. LG Turbo Wash and door-in-door refrigerator to help you get things done so you have time to enjoy life's good moments. Come check out the latest in LG innovations at your local Best Buy or online at bestbuy.com/LG.
Due to travel and a recording deadline, unable to report to you this morning the result of last night's women's game between Texas A&M and North Dakota. With a win in that game, the Aggies then would play tomorrow night at 8:30 at Reed, second round of the NCAAs, and would take on the winner of yesterday afternoon's game between James Madison and Gonzaga. That game again at 8:30 tomorrow night with a win last night by the women. Meanwhile, the men's basketball team on the road to take part in the second round of the CBI. They will be playing at Illinois State. The game will tip at 7 tonight. Our broadcast on this radio station will start at 6:30. A&M got an opening round win against Wyoming. Meanwhile, Illinois State beat Morehead State. For the latest scores, you can listen to this radio station or you can go to AggieAthletics.com for further information on last night's women's game and other athletic department news. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Health Care. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Health Care provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves a 9-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Health Care, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
If you grew up in Texas like I did, you more than likely grew up in a house that had a gun. With that said, you know a little something about firearms. At least I thought I did. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I'll tell you what, if you want to get a lesson, go to Gun Corps. Joel and Wu, the two owners, both have combat experience, and they show you more about guns than you ever thought you would know. And for me, the best part is they do it without making me feel stupid, because you don't want to go in there thinking you know something and then find out you were completely wrong. Dad may have had a gun, but he doesn't have guns like you're going to find at Gun Corps. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com.
The right interior landscaping can make for a more productive place to work. Lots of healthy green plants not only improve your employees' disposition, but also filter toxins and impurities from the air. That's why many businesses in our area use Green Teams for their interior landscaping. Green Teams also has short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia today. Not going to be bad. Sunny skies. We're looking at 67. It is 50. And did we get to the kids, don't help the kids with homeworks, Pat?
I don't think so.
Okay, he teased it.
He did.
Because we got a little frantic and busy there for a little bit. So it says here, do not help do your kids' homework. Do not even try to help them. It's much better for their development, and it's better for you not to relieve those high school nightmares. In my case, that is absolutely true already. It seems like the sensible advice, but what researchers at Duke and the University of Texas found surprised them. Most measurable forms of parental involvement seem to yield few academic dividends for kids, or it even backfires, regardless of the parent's race, class, or level of education. You review your homework with your kiddo, data shows that this won't help her or him score higher on standardized tests. Once kids enter middle school, parental help with homework can actually bring test scores down. An effect, they say, could be caused by the fact that many parents have forgotten or never truly understood the material their children are working on. So essentially, we parents don't understand our kids' homework, and we just screw things up.
Interesting. I certainly think there's room for parents to maybe help kids get past sticking points, but I do sort of like the idea of letting them figure it out for themselves, because that's where the real learning occurs.
I am woefully unprepared. I really am, and this is something that is very much a point of consternation for me, because my daughter is 8 years old. She's at a point now where I can help with almost everything. I'm guessing I'm about 5 minutes from that not being the case. Because I have dyslexia, which causes a hiccup. And I swear, even now, I look at some of her math problems and go, 6, 7, I start breaking out the fingers. 17 is the answer, sweetie. We got that. We're good. Oh, before I go any further, I got to say a big thank. Oh, hang on just a second. Let's see if we can make this work. Newstalk 1620. Good morning.
So let me get this straight. It was a government study of that educators put on that said only educators can educate the kids.
Oh, that's an interesting somebody perspective.
Somebody with the tinfoil hat brigade. Appreciate that very much. That is, it does give you pause for a moment.
Don't trust yourself. Trust us.
A big thank you to the good folks at the Museum for the American GI. I went out there this weekend.
Was it everything you hoped and more?
Well, I'd been out there before.
Okay.
Now, I am admittedly a World War II geek.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fun to walk out and say, hey, that's a Vickers gun, and not have somebody look at you and go, you're such a dork. Hang on just a second. Newstalk 1620, good morning. Or not. I'm going to talk to you anyway. But, you know, it's kind of neat to be around like-minded people. But it's fascinating to walk, kind of step back in time, because they really do set up the camps.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just like it was during World War II. Somebody had a wind-up Victrola, and they were playing records from the era.
That's pretty impressive.
So if you close your eyes, it's kind of like suspending belief for just a moment when you're at the Renaissance Festival. But it's with World War II, and one of the things that I found absolutely surreal was walking by somebody that was wearing a swastika.
I can imagine it's that would be a little
very
unnerving.
Very off-putting the first time you're going, shouldn't do that. Y'all didn't win. Well, and that's the other thing. As I was talking to the organizers, they said the Germans never win.
Yeah.
But they also had done a thing this year with the group from the South Pacific.
That's right.
They have a museum in Fredericksburg.
Out in Fredericksburg. Mm-hmm.
And Ken is an avid listener. So, Ken, if you're listening, thank you for listening in the Radio Aggieland app. Ken is the director of that museum, and he was in town with some of his equipment, and he's one of the designated tank drivers.
And didn't they have the Corps out there helping them out?
Yes, the Corps was out there as well. But the whole thing, if you get a chance, I strongly recommend you go out and look at it, because there's some really neat stuff. And my 8-year-old daughter, who normally thinks Dad is the biggest screaming dork ever, loved it. She
really?
Started asking question after question after question. The metal museum itself that they've actually finally built has a helicopter suspended from the ceiling from Vietnam. And they've got a boat from the Brown Water Navy. They
That's
got one
very
of the
cool.
PBYs out there. So mm-hmm. you can really kind of see the gamut for the American GI. Really, really cool. Number two, you ready for a giggle?
Yeah.
I am the sports director of the radio station properties up here. I don't jump up and down about that a whole lot, but it is my duty to go to sporting events. I know, rough job, right?
Yeah, real.
Okay, yesterday I am tasked to go to the A&M women's basketball game for the NCAA basketball tournament. Before I go out there, I've been notified that there's something else that I need to see, so I make my way to the VFW hall off 2818 4.
Oh, yeah, that one. Mm-hmm.
Any guesses?
No.
Roller derby.
Oh, I saw some pictures from that last night.
The Brazos Valley has a roller derby team.
And have for quite some time now.
Yeah, they have. Well, I've never made it out, so I figured before I did the NCAA basketball, I would go catch me some roller derby.
And how'd that work out for
you?
It
was a ton of fun.
I know.
It was actually a very, very good time, and I did not imbibe because I was going on later to do more work.
Sure.
But I'm guessing imbibing would probably speed that process along for enjoyment a little bit as well. It is 8:47, our forecast, with sunny skies today at 67. Tonight will be partly cloudy at 44. Sunny and 68 for us tomorrow.
Get zero down with 0% interest on every zero-turn riding mower in stock at Kairos Truck Center. Hi, this is David with Kairos Trucks inviting you to our annual demo days, March 28th and 29th. With refreshments on hand and units to test drive, get great deals on all Ferris, Hustler, and Cub Cadet zero-turn riding mowers. This year, cut your mowing time in half with a zero-turn rider from Kairos. Take advantage of the zero down and zero interest on all the zero-turn riding mowers, March 28th and 29th. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Newstalk 1620, WTAW, 12 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia. What would you say if I said microwaves were going the way of the dodo?
I would say you're wrong.
Well, I'm not.
Oh, why is that?
Microwave sales have tumbled or remained static since their peak year in 2004. Now, my first thought was just because everybody's already got one.
Yeah.
I mean, how many replace? And they're usually pretty well made, so you don't get another one.
Yeah.
90% of American homes already have one, up 20% from the 70s and 80, between 70 and 80% in the 90s. Well, big part of it is the shift in eating habits towards quality over convenience.
Okay. Yeah, but I still rewarm leftovers. I cook it. I mean, we cook at home all the time now, and I got to reheat my leftovers.
But
what?
Toaster ovens are flying
the
shelf.
I do like to use those, too.
People become more health conscious and more interested in cooking fresh, says one analyst, and that's not helping the sale of microwave. Now, frozen meals are also taking it in the shorts. 60-plus years of sustained growth, microwave popcorn sales are slowing. Small appliance markets are booming with crock pots, griddles, and rice makers.
Yeah.
Which I find fascinating because I find myself doing that. I actually use both.
Well, and I mean, I like toaster ovens for reheating pizza. Like, it's almost as good the second day if you use it in a toaster oven. But soups, I mean, we make soups and stews. I'm not going to heat that up in a toaster oven.
No, probably not. But I like I said, I find myself doing both, where I'll take the pizza and knock the cold off of
in
the microwave
and get that crisp back,
and then throw it in the toaster oven for 3 or 4. I'm willing to wait the time,
yes,
but I try to speed it up a little bit with the microwave.
Now they need micro toasters, so you can nuke it for a little bit and then
speed toasting.
Yeah, there you go.
Since we're talking about food, how would you like to follow your favorite team, the Denver McNuggets?
Really?
Or the Dallas Ford Mavericks. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver expects advertisers to get signage on uniforms within 5 years.
If they do it for soccer and people don't have a problem with it.
That would make pro basketball the first of the big four U.S. sports to do so. Told Ad Age magazine, most all NBA corporate sponsors have expressed interest in putting their logo on uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
He estimates advertising space on jerseys could be worth about $100 million. Now, they always already do this in the WNBA.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
But New York Sports Journalism says that LeBron James is cashing in with that new Coca-Cola ad that features Johnny Manziel to the ton of a huge chunk of money.
How much?
It doesn't. A large six figures is all it would say.
Okay.
And he's in that for, well, you know, it took him all day to do it, I'm sure, but he's on screen for how long?
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely no time. Hey, here's one for you. Goinggeek.com, caught on the web. American Academy of Facial Plastic Surgeons has said that, you know what the greatest impact on their business is? Plastic surgery?
What?
Facebook.
Oh, really?
One out of every three people seek facial plastic surgery in 2013, prompted by a desire to look better on social media.
They get tired of seeing their mug.
13% of plastic surgeons surveyed specifically identified photo sharing apps and websites as fueling increased demand. 58% of plastic surgeons surveyed reported more requests from people under 30.
Jeez. Oh, and we don't normally do this, but since there's two of us, Kevin, I'm off to do peace news.
Oh, that's okay.
All right.
I'll make stuff up until you get back. Actually, I won't. It is 8:52, and we'll check your weather forecast here right quick. Brought to us by Brazos Bounty. When someone moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird at BrazosBounty.com.
Clouds today. Temperatures climbing to about 65 to 70 through the afternoon. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy during the evening, clearing overnight. Lows will be 45 to 50. Tomorrow will have sunshine. Temperatures will return to 65 to 70 tomorrow afternoon. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows will be 40 to 45. Wednesday, it turns cloudy. There's the chance of afternoon showers. Highs on Wednesday, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It is 50 degrees as we speak. We're still seeing light winds out of the northeast at 6 miles an hour, and it still feels like it's 48 degrees, albeit just 50 outside. Not too bad. Our relative humidity is 74%. Creationists are demanding some equal airtime on Cosmos, the Neil deGrasse Tyson reboot of the classic Carl Sagan, where billions and billions of stars. Their argument basically is that the science program is not balanced without the inclusion of religious beliefs. Although it's not going to happen, the creator or the recreator of the show, which is Tyson, personally ruled out, would not rule out debating creationists on the issue of evolution. It's just the latest example of how the show is worrying a particular set of evangelical Christians in the U.S. I find it kind of interesting that they're even talking about that. He told CNN, you don't talk about the spherical Earth with NASA, and they say, let's give equal time to flat earthers. So, maybe no. We'll just have to keep an eye on that. And a parent of the day in St. Louis, Missouri, caused her son's school to be placed on lockdown all by herself, and she was placed in handcuffs. Nakia Williams says she was called to the Walnut Groves Elementary School because her son suffers from Asperger's and was having a panic attack. When she arrived, she was buzzed into the front door and proceeded to the classroom. But the school officials say she didn't, air quotes, sign in at the desk, so they immediately phoned the police department. Officers received word of an unauthorized entry to the school, and then they escorted the lady from her son, who was already emotionally distressed. Four officers told her to turn around and put her hands behind her back, and then she was under arrest. Concerned parents say the arrest was unnecessary, but the officers claim they were just following school protocol. Yokey dokey. We're going off in a big spiral in a big fat hurry on that one. Digging around here, I'm waiting for Patrick to return. I'll tell you what, we'll take a break. We'll be back in just a second with more silliness and randomness. WTAW.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information. Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. It is 8:56 now, 4 minutes away from 9 o'clock, with Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott, who had to take care of a little business. We did the story just a minute ago with the mom that was arrested at school for trying to help her kid. We did the homework class, or not to help your students with homework. And I just had a caller call in and say, so we can't help the kids at school. We can't help the kids with their homework. The inference is, he thinks anyway, that we shouldn't have kids at all.
Well, you know, that would solve this overpopulation problem we're having.
He was being facetious, obviously, uh-huh. But it does give one pause, does it not?
Yeah.
That was a pause, by the way.
Yeah.
All right, let's change gears, do something completely random and silly. Okay. ABC spinning off The Bachelor.
To do what?
Yay! Bachelor in Paradise. What else?
Do they have to survive like on Survivor? Because that might be cooler.
That might be a show.
Survive for my love.
I love that. The show will debut on May the 19th, feature a bunch of contestants who have been rejected on The Bachelor, who get another chance in the 6-episode miniseries?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, but...
What?
So, well, my first thought is that works really well with Naked and Afraid.
You could almost just swap those two titles, Naked and Afraid and The Bachelor.
Moving on! Hey, did you see the thing with Jimmy Fallon and Kevin Bacon?
I did not.
If you get a chance and you're on the interwebs this afternoon and you're trying to play a little hooky... It's absolutely fabulous. They recreated two scenes from Footloose.
Okay.
And it's absolutely awesome. And it was a long-form intro that Fallon likes to do.
Yeah,
bringing Kevin Bacon on the show. And spoofs that the NBC, NBC has said that there can be no more dancing. It's all completely over. They can't do that anymore. And then finally, so Bacon goes through the entire shindig. It's really, really funny.
All right. I will check
really,
that
really
out.
Good sleep. Good sleep. Really, really good stuff. All right, gang. Before we wrap up the radio program, Again, I'd like to say a big thanks to Everett because, man, we were busy. I also went out and introduced all the girls' softball teams for the Brazos Blaze.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the youth programs for girls' softball, mm-hmm. all over the Brazos Valley. We had several teams from Iola that were in town and a couple teams even from Buffalo. And they're all part of the softball organization. And due to some kind of last-minute uh-ohs, I luckily got to be picked to go do that. So it was very, very cool. So big thanks to them. I'd like to say a big thanks to the Museum of the American GI again. Absolutely an awesome, awesome place. If you get a chance, go check that out. And thanks to Brazos Valley Roller Derby. Words I never thought I'd say together.
Yeah, for real.
Okay, we're 1 minute away from 9 o'clock. We'll check your forecast here real quick. With the sunny skies, we're topping out today at 67. Partly cloudy skies for us tonight. We'll drop down to 44. Sunny then again for us tomorrow, and we'll have a beautiful day at 68 degrees. 60% chance of rain slides into the forecast, however, for us on Wednesday, which we could use. But nonetheless, there's going to be a chance that that's going to cause some problems because if it gets here earlier, which there's a chance that it might, you know how the forecasts go, Aggie baseball, which is tomorrow, may cause a little bit of a problem. Our forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way. Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluation, deep drilled bell bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about Anchor at the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundation.net. WTAW.